Nothing happened, and I'm assuming I'm not going to get a dream in my sleep, hopefully.
Do you think the misery in with you being in Hong Kong is because of your religious podcast?
I don't think so, because it could be worse. Like, you know, Hong Kong, my issue with Hong Kong is more...
What the heck?
Wait, he posted something? Oh, we're hearing this live. Live? What is it? January 23rd in Hong Kong.
So Jabari, I have some news that it's only fitting, you know, since I'm part owner of Jabari's Wisdom.
I do not know when that conversation happened, but okay.
I mean, with the amount of podcasts that we've done, you know, I even took on some of the editing, you know,
it's crazy.
I can help take on some of the editing, you know?
Well.
So since this is one of my platforms.
Oh.
What?
No, I can take it.
So since this is one of my platforms, I feel like it's only right that this is the first place where it's announced, where it's stated. You know, since this is have my platform.
I'm gonna need to see that writing, you know?
Oh, I can see it to you in writing.
Yeah, with my signature on it?
Oh yeah, it's easy.
No, it's not. Have you seen my signature?
Yes. We went to college together. Or we went to school together. So
no, my signature has changed since then.
We are.
It actually looks pretty nice now. It used to look super bad, but now it's pretty okay, I think. The more lazy you get with a signature, the better it gets.
Yeah, the story says for partners in this venture. I think it's only right that I release this information here. So, as you all heard many, many episodes ago, I was writing an EP. Okay. Although that one's not out yet, I started writing EP number two the following.
Hey, come on. You're good?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Oh, you didn't say anything.
No, I said something. Hi.
No. At least it didn't come through, so I'll say it again.
Okay, I'll say what I said then. Yeah.
I didn't hear anything again.
That was interesting. Okay. Yeah. All I'm saying is that first EP was when you announced the first one, that was like back in back in 2021 maybe.
It was 2022. It was 2022.
I think it was 2021, but
No.
I'm pretty sure it was before I came to Hong Kong.
No. I actually have it on my Instagram when I officially announced it. And I just thought of it. You don't even follow Jabari my music page. That's some friend you are.
Maybe you should link it on your Instagram then.
I like to keep my two lives separate, you know. My music page is my actual self, so you know.
Oh, so you didn't follow me. Yeah, some friend you are. You could just follow me other way.
That's fair. Let me actually follow you. Jabari, you make a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize.
I usually do because I'm an oracle, like I said. I'm not going to hell.
Can view your story on my music page, so therefore it's official. Perfect.
Oh, wow. I already followed. Let me see what's the most recent post. Oh, it's from 2022.
See? 2022. I told you. I knew it was 2022. So, this is what I'll do. I will go ahead and read off the track list Because I already have the names. I literally have a lot of this thought up. At least the names and the keys that they're going to both all be written in. And Jabari, I'll send you like the openings of each song because I already have each the opening done. And by the opening, I really just mean the opening chord. I have not named the EP yet. However, song one, okay? Song one is titled Last Rites. That will be written in D sharp minor.
I'm sure the viewers know exactly what you're saying right now, with the minor and the major and
But you do.
the key.
I'm talking to you, not them. This is
Oh,
you.
okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Sure.
So track one, The Vigil, is going to be written in
The key.
track two, Last Rites, is going to be written in
The key.
track three, is an overture. You know, all the melodies of each song on the EP is all going to
Yeah,
be written in.
I love when albums do that. It's not as common as what I would like, you know? So,
Thank you. Track four is In the Garden. Okay. And that's going to be written
the key.
in. And track number five, The Spinal Mass. That's going to be written in.
The key.
So it's obviously religious influence as far as, you know, the titling, right? I'm going to take a lot of composition techniques that was used back in the Baroque era when it came to you know, masses and things like that. Throw in a little bit of romantic influences on the overture
Are you
to
going
kind
to
of
use
match.
that fancy piano? I forgot what it's called. The not mandolin, whatever
The
the piano
organ.
that they use it. No, that's in Baroque
Harpsichord.
stuff. Yeah, the harpsichord.
I just might, honestly. I didn't plan on it, but I'll probably use it in the overture. I'm going to have to like find somebody who actually has one, and knows how to play it efficiently or proficiently. That's going to be hard. I'm going to have to pay a lot of money for that.
Oh, there is another slight, probably way ahead of time than it will actually happen, announcement for the viewers. Unofficially, Theatre might be helping me make the greatest album of all time, you know? You might just hear Jabari on stage in the next 2 years.
Yeah, that's actually going to be really fun. And believe it or not,
I'm thinking about five, 6 songs, maybe.
I'm actually going to be working on another song with a dear friend. Two different songs. One of them is going to be a grunge song, you know. The other of
Edgy,
the
edgy.
other, just like so he can scratch his itch. It'll allow me to like dive mentally into that vein, like I used to when I was younger. I never wrote anything grunge, but I used to listen to a lot of it. So it'll allow me to dive back into that world, get it influenced. However, comma, period. I'm also going to be doing a hip hop song myself. You know, I've been getting better at freestyling recently.
Interesting.
What say you, Jawar? Because yeah, I'm not
I
gonna.
look forward to it. I really look forward to it. It seems like that's a pretty what do they call it? That's a canon event for all Black people. I'm glad you're having your canon event now. Making a rap song. I can't wait to hear what you
Now,
say.
if I'm being honest, let me clarify that one a little bit more. It's going to be in the guise of Juice WRLD, Trippie Redd, Playboi Carti.
As long as your freaking producer tag is oh.
I'll actually do that. I'm not even lying. I'll just pitch down Anakin's voice just a little bit, then do it that way.
It better be on my songs. I want it on every single song. Every single and then the beat drops.
Oh yeah. Oh man. But yeah, so this year is going to be a musical year. Fun fact, everybody.
Is that your I think we might have did we do that 1 year where we I asked about your New Year resolutions? I mean, it's a long time since New Year's happened, but you know, do you have any New Year's resolutions other than guests making the EP, even though
Well, so My resolution is to finish EP one. It's a starting EP two. EP two number two may not be out until next year. Possibly this year. It depends, because after I compose both of them, or at least compose the first EP fully, like a lot of it's already composed, I just have to do the rest of it. I'm going to actually find a college that has a pretty decent quartet that I will pay to actually record it for me live, so I don't have to use sound libraries. And then like I'll have to wait for them to get back to me with that recording while I produce everything else. So there's that, you know. This New Year's resolution one is finish EP number one. Number two, financially, I broke my year up into quarters to give me better financial goals, just to help out a little bit more.
Nice.
And not just that, but also just, so this year is kind of like my year of getting in a better financial position, starting my investment path, in different ways, you know, different types of investments, and move forward in my relationship. Things are really good with it. I plan on proposing next year in August.
Nice. Congrats.
Thank you. Strengthening my
relationship. Wait. Next year as in 2025 in August?
2020. Yeah.
Why August in particular?
Because her birthday is August 17th. My birthday is August 19th. So I was going to propose on August 18th.
Well, nice.
What? What was that?
Well, I think we broke up.
Only ears. Oh. And they just hear radio silence.
Well,
no. What's your thoughts?
I said, it's pretty nice. I think that's exactly what I said.
Yeah. So, that makes sense. Pretty nice. That just furthering my relationship, furthering my personal life, just like I'm becoming a better person.
So the three resolutions, it seems like, is music, do the EP, finance, you know, get the finances working. And the third one really wasn't a New Year's resolution, but that was just like a future thought, it seemed like.
Yeah, because I don't really do New Year's resolutions, because as you and I talked about before, whenever we want to do something, we just...
Oh, yeah, we do talk about that.
You know? So, like, that's why I don't really have New Year's resolutions, like, because...
I need to look back and see what we did.
Yeah, like, even me finishing my EP isn't a resolution. It's just, like, a goal that I set for this year, you know? And not for this year, just a goal that is going to come about this year. You know what I mean? Because I really started composing on it again, like, 2 months ago, and just fully developing the idea, you know?
Well, you should be more like the Oracle and just... And fully do the resolutions no matter what, or like make them pretty realistic. I guess I don't know. I feel like I usually do my resolutions. I'm not even usually, I think I mean from what I remember, I've done them.
Do you have a resolution for this year?
I do, but this one is actually not like, when I say not realistic, it's like a big goal, big, huge.
So what is it?
So the two is, one, I need to become top level at math by the end of the year. Like, by top level, I mean, like, where I could get my doctorate in mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess it's technically not part of this year, but it still is a technical resolution, is that once I know the math well enough where I feel confident, I can, like, you know, I could get my doctorate if I wanted to in mathematics. 2025 is a year of starting a business, unironically. I will attempt to start one.
What business?
Not classified, but it's tech related. Let's just say I had a dream. I had a dream when I was back in America. You know, I was sleeping. And I was like, wait a minute. This dream, I could do that. And I hopped on ChatGPT. I made a whole roadmap for myself. a roadmap for the math and the other books and stuff. Like, it's an actual, like, full level, next level roadmap, fully of like what books I need to read at what timing, or I should be past these goals. So then by 2025, I can just good old start this business.
So, Jabari, one thing you and I can do, good friend, we can reconvene on that one because I am actually.
You can continue. I was saying no to my like someone came into my room. I was like, no,
Oh,
you can leave
okay,
now.
gotcha. So yeah, you and I, we can to be in with this later because I'm actually creating, like, I'm planting the seed for the first business this year. It is going to take like 1 to 2 years to start up. It's a real
Business.
estate, and yeah, it's a real estate investment business, and then the other one is actually a vending machine as well.
Ooh, are you sure you want to? I mean, I'm not trying to jinx anything, but I'm scared. So, I mean, but then again, I don't know because I've been wrong about everything so far when it has to go comes to stocks or stuff. But I'm like, how high can real estate go? It seems like it just keeps going higher, higher, higher. Is there a
So
crash about to happen at some point?
that's
But
why,
that would
like,
be the moment if it did crash. Ooh, invest in
exactly.
everything.
That's why I want to, like, that's like, it's going to take a little bit to get into because it's not just like the stocks and like the real estate investment, stocks that I'm going to be like investing in, but it's also properties as well. So it's like a whole thing, right? So with that being said, I like need to actually sit down with like an accountant. And then as far as the vending machines, a buddy of mine, he took my advice.
As far as the vending machine, hello? You didn't even bring that up.
He cut me off, so he didn't hear it. So I'm
Are you
also
off?
trying to
You
investigate
never brought it up ever.
that he did.
Freaking
I guarantee you, when you go back and listen to this,
schizophrenic.
you're literally going to be like, oh, and then you're going to text me. So, old sport, I was wrong.
No, I'm just gonna cut it out so then the viewers will never even know if it did happen. If it did
Did
happen.
happen, but I know you're still going to text me and at least be like, yeah, so, like, if anything, you're going to send a voice message that's going to expire in 2 minutes, or therefore, like, there's truly no proof of it. But anyways, yeah, I'm also going to be investing in a few vending machines. A buddy of mine that I went to college with, or met in college rather, he took my advice on the vending machine, but now he's making anywhere between like a few hundred dollars each month to like a few thousand dollars each month, depends on the time of the year. He's been doing that for a little over a year, so he's going to help me get started with it since I gave him
Wait,
like daily
what?
advice and stuff.
You gave him advice for vending machines, and then he took it, and then he's making some money from it, and then he's going to teach you how to do it.
He's an I so he's not teaching me how to do it. He's getting me so the way that I told him to do it, find places that like you have a loyalty to and have loyalty to you and put your vending machines there so that, because they're not gonna try to cut you out of money. And I said, and if you can actually partly own them, that's gonna be even better. So he took it a step further and invested like in some shares for a few companies. So like he now is like a part owner, you know. But like they're smaller businesses, so it's easier for him to like actually be entitled to like some say so of the companies themselves, right? And he placed the vending machines in there, so therefore he just made sure that he cannot get screwed out of money. That's what he did. But he's also in IT, so he has like a steady stream of income coming in as opposed to me, since I'm in car sales and is very variable. And the market's crappy, so like not many car salesmen are making a lot of money. So he's in a better financial position to do all of this stuff, whereas I'm not. So he's just going to help me financially get started up with everything. But like as far as like all the like groundwork and all that stuff, I already know because I mean he's doing what I fucking told him to. Good news is he is a very close friend, like considered a brother. So I'm not worried about any shady crap going on. Because all I have to do is just tell his mom.
And then it turns out his mom was the one who gave him the idea.
everybody maybe on the ground. But yeah, so the reason I say that is, like, by the time that you start looking into starting your company, I can really just get you with my accountant or my advisor as far as, like, business is concerned, so they can help.
Oh, your accountant will not be able to quantify the funds that I will be making from my idea. Like, the money is not, I would not need an accountant. I would need a department to just to handle the amount of funds, the amount of profit I would be.
You tell. What the,
you think I'm dumb? You think I would tell you? You think I would say that openly in Hong Kong? Where someone two meters
away from the ceiling, what I'm talking in Hong Kong? He said it so nasally.
Guys, I'm not going to give out secrets to becoming a trillionaire. The heck? I mean, but then again, this is my theory, though, is that most people, even if I had the idea or said it out loud, even though I won't, but even if I said it out loud, most people wouldn't, because they, like, for example, you need to know, you need to have the math handled, like, down. It's not just limitation. If I'm $1 trillion in debt, that means I'm set. That means, unironically, I'm set. Because, like, for you to be $1 trillion in debt, that means you have $1 trillion of assets. I think, right? I was too
zoned. Where you were loaned trillions of dollars.
If someone loaned me $1 trillion, that made me serves to fail.
They were loaning you, like, hundreds of thousands, etc., all that stuff. However, what ended up happening was, like, you costed them money because, like, there's no people or whatever.
You know, that's on them. That's on them.
Yeah.
And then if it gets too bad, I run back to Hong Kong. I have an escape. This was all according to plan. I only came here specifically so I could have a way in. So then, just in case everything goes out of plan, I run back.
You know what's funny? I was telling my one of my volunteers at work that you're in Hong Kong. You want to know the first question he asked me?
What?
Has he met Jackie Chan yet?
I keep telling people, don't want to believe it, but I keep telling them that, like, people around here, like, rather they're from mainland or from Hong Kong, I'm like, literally, Jackie Chan is probably the biggest, like, he is Asia. Like, when people think Asia actor, they think Jackie Chan. They don't think anything else. Jackie Chan is the man. But Bruce Lee's dead. No one cares about him. Jackie Chan is better than Bruce Lee anyway. I said it. In every way. In every way. He has better acting. He has better stunts. He has better martial arts. He has better He has better story.
Okay, that's good.
No, I said it because I watched it. I watched all the movies. I watched all the Bruce Lee movies, and then I watched other Hong Kong action films, and then I watched Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan was more fun to watch every single time. Jackie Chan was from that end. He is the greatest human being to have ever existed who has originated in Asia.
Your only thing that
I said it.
Challenge Showdown and Jackie Chan Adventures on PBS Kids.
No, I watched his actual movies.
No, Rush Hour doesn't count.
I'm not talking. I'm talking about the Hong Kong action film.
Nope. It's okay, Jabari.
I would say even his, what was the movie that Jackie Chan, like, what made him become who he was? Because he was supposed, like, when Bruce Lee died, he made a movie. He made, like, a remake of Bruce Lee's movie, and that was, like, his start, because he was supposed to be, like,
he had to ride Bruce Lee's coattails.
Yeah, that was how he started, because everyone was riding Bruce Lee's coattails. And then Jackie Chan was big brain. He was like, wait a minute, why would I want to be like this trash? I'll be my own person. And then he became the greatest human being to have ever existed, to originate from Asia. Watch any of his old movies. They are.
I will watch a Bruce Lee movie followed by a
Police Story.
Huh?
Police Story. Watch Police Story.
Okay.
Iconic.
I will watch it.
Or The Drunken Master. No, that's the iconic, the super iconic. That's where The Drunken Fist comes from. From
Rock Lee. Honestly, the Drunken Masters were most of the, like, say, what's his name? Master Roshi. He's like based off of the Drunken Master. Like a lot of anime stuff is based off of Jackie Chan's movie. Literally, Jackie Chan's the man. He deserves every bit of hype he gets.
He does. I love Jackie Chan. That's why I'm always asking you about him.
Yeah, I'm sad, but he lives in freaking Beverly Hills. He doesn't even go to Hong Kong anymore.
I'll change that. I'm gonna try to just watch until where he has to move back.
Well, I'll be okay with that. I want to see him before he dies. I mean, he's getting kind of old now. Let me see. How old is he?
When he passes, I'm just gonna cry.
Oh, he's 70 years old. He has a good way to go. There's no way he dies before he's 90. That is a healthy man.
Because I need to meet him.
We have about 20 to 30 years to see him. But he's technically, only like 20 years because. If he died today,
tomorrow, we get the headline, I would kill you.
That would mean I'm literally an oracle. Unironically, it would mean I'm an oracle. That means I felt it. I felt it, and I just ignored the feel. And I was like, no. He'll probably last a long time. Not to jinx it. But yeah, we probably have like 20 years before he starts becoming senile. And then probably 10 years after that before he just is too old and just dies.
I wish Evan was here for the cultural appropriation conversation, but you guys probably would have gone into an argument. Maybe it's good.
He could start going into conspiracies about how they're making the black people gay or something.
Right.
I was listening to a podcast where they brought up that. conspiracy, and they're saying like, say, because there are certain black conspiracies, like something like it's in the water. That's making like black men more feminine, and it's like some type of population control type thing. And the hosts were saying like, but the weird thing is you never hear about people saying that, oh, black women are becoming more super hyper feminine though. It's like, no, black women are kind of as they always have been. Like, there's no like, why is it only affecting the black men?
Well,
have thought about that?
I haven't thought of that. One thing.
Jackie Chan has a new movie.
Really?
Oh, Kung Fu Panda 4.
I hate that franchise.
Wait, no, you did not just say that.
Where
you did not just say that.
And
your credibility just went to the pooper.
Well, let me ask you.
Kung Fu Panda 1. I don't know about 2 or 3, but
one
Kung Fu Panda 1 was one of the greatest
movies of all time. I just couldn't. 2 and 3 just couldn't get my attention anymore. It's not 1. Like, they made 1 too good.
You know what's interesting about these sequels that they do, the money hungry sequels? For example, Frozen was successful. It was iconic. Do you want to build a snowman? No. Like, everyone knows Frozen. But then they made Frozen 2. You didn't hear a peep from that movie. Not a peep. It's as if that movie never existed. Inside Out. Inside Out, another movie. You know, I never watched it, but you hear a lot about it. Everyone talks about how good Inside Out is. Then, apparently, Inside Out 2 came out a while ago. Let me see. Let me make sure. Maybe it's not out yet. Oh, it's not out yet. That's why. It comes out June 14th. Okay, I take it back. But Frozen 2 is a perfect example. It's like the money hungry. And then they ruined the legacy, kind of. Boruto? Same thing. Naruto, iconic. Then they make Boruto. Freaking Dragon Ball Z, iconic. Then they make freaking whatever the other one that apparently just didn't exist before Dragon Ball Super.
Wait, there's one
before Dragon Ball? Yeah.
That's still weird to me. Because Dragon Ball GT is pretty solid.
Apparently, they're making a new series. And they're saying Dragon Ball Super doesn't exist now. Like, it's not part of the lore or something. Something weird.
I'm tired of him doing this. Let me ask you this. What's your favorite franchise?
Ooh. A franchise that is good. Oh, Grand Theft Auto. Easy.
And what's your favorite one?
Ooh, that's hard. Ooh. I mean, I think Grand Theft Auto 4 had a bigger impact because that was the first game where I was like, whoa, this is like exciting. This is like new. But I would say Grand Theft Auto 5 is still, like, you know, it's more polished than any other Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
I mean, each group of matter has their own like highlights and negatives. So it's hard for me to like pick a favorite.
Are you ready for Grand Theft Auto 6?
What's weird about it, I don't know if it's because I'm just getting older, but I'm not like as excited for it as I was with like Grand Theft Auto 5. Like Grand Theft Auto 5, I was looking up all the freaking everything. Like I was looking up the freaking maps that people were creating based off of just trailers. I was looking at like all these theories about the story. Like I practically knew the story before I played the game.
Damn.
Like I was into it. Like I was watching the podcast, I was watching YouTube videos. I was so excited for Grand Theft Auto 5. But then like now, Grand Theft Auto 6, I just don't have the same level of excitement. Like I want to play it, but it's not like excitement.
Do you think it's just because you're getting older?
I also think because gaming has become a chore now. Like now the games are too long to play. Like I don't know if it's because, I don't even think it's because I have a job, but it's because the games are just too long. Like I don't want to play 200 hours worth of gameplay just to play a game. Like I just want a good story, like a 10-hour story, maybe 24-hour story, but nothing more than that.
I agree. You're gonna up on a slide. Goodness, when is this thing going to
yep end? Like say, have you played the new Assassin's Creed's?
I played the newest one.
Those ones are too low.
Yeah, and like Assassin's Creed 3 is my favorite. Well, 2 and 3. But anyway,
I mean, yeah, those are good. Those are good.
I enjoyed them because they were decent length. The side missions weren't too much. Like, it was actually a well-paced game.
But that was back when games were well-paced in general.
Batman Arkham series, I wanted to murder them.
What?
Only because you spent so much time on the main story, and then for you to finish all the side mission. Game.
Ooh, your credibility is laying down right there.
No, you're wrong.
I love the Arkham series.
And I'm not saying I don't like them. That's my favorite game series. Other than Final Fantasy, but still, I'm just saying. The time to actually fully complete the game was a very long time.
But the thing is, like, certain games, like, say, Batman, I think is one of them, where I didn't really think about the hours spent, because it just... I thought that was reasonably paced, even with the side missions, because I could almost 100% the game
easily.
And I'd say even side missions.
The only side mission I'm really referring to is the Riddler one, going around all of Gotham fighting all of those. That's
okay. The first one was worse. At least the city in Arkham Knight, like it showed you where they were on the map.
Yeah.
The first one, it was just. That was actually a chore, but I still 100%ed it.
Really?
Yeah. And it wasn't too bad. Like, but meanwhile, Assassin's Creed, if you want 100% like Assassin's Creed Odyssey or something, that's like 200 hours down the drain, where it's just like, what the heck? A game shouldn't last that long. And it's not like say, at least with Rockstar games, like rather that's Red Dead Redemption 2, Grand Theft Auto 5, like the side missions, like they had a story, like there was effort for those side missions. Like it, like, you know, it wasn't like those were fetch missions. Like they were just as detailed as the regular missions. But it seems like nowadays the side missions are just like, hey, we're going to talk to you for 2 minutes, walk over there, fight some enemies, then walk back, and I'm going to talk to you for 2 minutes again. Where it's like, that's not a mission, that's a delivery quest.
Have you ever played any of the Final Fantasy?
I'm not a big, like, say the old ones, I'm not a big turn-based guy. That's why I didn't like Pokemon, because I don't like turn-based combat. But I did play the one where you're in a car.
Oh yeah, Final Fantasy 15.
I actually like that. I know other people didn't like it, and they said the combat was boring. Like
that was my...
I thought it was a comfy game.
It was my introduction to Final Fantasy, like, again, ever since I was a kid. And that made me fall in love with Final Fantasy all over again. That,
yeah. So
Final Fantasy truly is like my top, is like my favorite franchise in games because of Final Fantasy 15. You know, like that's my favorite game ever.
That game was
so nostalgic. The soundtrack was absolutely beautiful. You felt like you were actually in a regalia with like the four guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like there was friendships, like actual friendships.
Like, you were engulfed in that game. Like, I'm not even gonna lie to you, like, when at the end I wanted to cry. I was just like, damn, man, I'm no longer with my buddies anymore. Our mission's well done. I replayed the game multiple times just for that, like, feeling again of just, like, being a part of it. Like, crazy. Damn.
Like, I don't... Yeah, I like that. Like, that's why... The only reason I haven't played any other ones... I only like the modern. I'm not for the turn base. I'm not that's for fair. The turn base at all.
That's fair.
But, like, say when those other games finally come out for PC or whatever, I'm playing them. Like, I want to play the...
When I get my PS5, I'm definitely playing 16. I'm getting that. But I'm also going to play the remake of Final Fantasy VII. When the remake came out, I haven't played 7 since I was a kid. So I like went back, paid for 7, and then replayed it. And like, I like it only because it's nostalgic. But if I'm being honest with you, I need the more modern touch. Just like for me to keep my, for it to keep my attention for a long period of time.
I'm trying to think, is there any other game series that I like that just seems like it was solid the whole time? I like, I think Red Dead Redemption, but I already said, like, freaking Grand Theft Auto. Red Dead Redemption is just Grand Theft Auto.
They should have never made a Last of Us 2. They should have kept it as just the one video game.
I mean, I've never played it because I never had PlayStation 4 or whatever, but just from an outside perspective, hearing the story or watching someone, like, you know, go through, do a video essay on the story, I thought it was pretty good. Story wise.
I mean, yeah, but it just didn't. Like, that's my thing. Like, when somebody puts, like, when studios put so much effort into, like, this first thing, like, if you think that you're possibly going to make a number two, please don't make number one as good. Because it's hard.
Well, I think the issue, though, the reason why two was so bad to other people, like, the opinion that two was so bad, is because the writers weren't making it for gamers. They were making that story for, like, introspective movie watchers. But that's not what a video game community is. We like, you know, the gameplay. We like, you know, a bombastic story. We want to be immersed in a story that, like, you know, kind of makes you feel like you're in the story. But they were trying to make this story about, like, revenge. Like, how bad revenge is. It is like, see, what's her name? Ellie. She went through all this to get revenge for whatever his name was. But in the end, it ended up, she was still empty or whatever. And they tried to make it like, oh, don't you see from the bad girl's side, the one who killed the guy, she actually has stuff that she's dealing with too. Like, you know, it's a cloud of war kind of thing with revenge or like with, like, you know, stuff like that. But that's not a story you tell through a video game. That's a story you tell through like a book or through a movie, maybe, or through a series, maybe, but not through a video game. And that was the issue. Like, even though the story was good, the game itself was seen as bad because that's not a story that people wanted for a video game.
You know what's funny is whenever I am looking at like reviews of games, like when games first come out, everybody was so pissed. So pissed.
Yeah.
That they made her a lesbian. But it's just funny, like, the smallest thing is like how like it pisses off the audience.
Well, I will say, like, even though I'm not like full, like, I'm not really anti-LGBT at all, because, you know, I don't really, you know how I feel about Moonlight. Anyway, but I will agree that it's like, because I've been playing a little more modern games nowadays. Because, you know, I haven't been, like, most of the games I've been playing for the past how many years have been, like, old. Like, when I say old, like, say 5 years old. So it's not old old, but old for in the gaming prospect. Because, like, say how I only just played Final Fantasy 15, like, a year ago or 2 years ago or something.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
But still. Right. Like, the most modern game I've played so far, like, actually that's modern, is probably Red Dead Redemption 2. And I played Starfield. But that's what I want to bring up. Like, now that I'm playing a lot of these modern games, it does feel weird that they have been talking about, like, they're adding so many LGBT characters, like, side characters, or, like, where they bring up, like, oh, yeah, me and my husband. Where I'm like, okay, you're trying to be more progressive. But what's weird to me is that, like,
they're showing more representation of LGBT than, like, statistic-wise. Like, it's seemingly, you know, trans and LGBTQ is supposed to be, like, maybe around 5% of the population officially or something like that. But it seems like when you're playing a video game, it seems like they're, like, just as more, they're more common than black people. I'm like, what the heck? What is this? Like, why are there so many people talking about their husband or talking about their wife? Like, you know, where I'm like, this is the majority. And then what's worse, the majority of gamers are just not that type of community to, like, really push that to. Like, you can like, hide it. When I say hide it, like, you can, like, mention it. Like, maybe there's the one iconic character who is gay, or, like, the one iconic character who's lesbian or whatever. But it's, like, I feel like they need to know their audience. They know that the people, like, for example, I mean, I know they don't do this in Call of Duty, but let's just say, in Call of Duty, all of a sudden, Captain Price was like, I had a husband.
I will murder them. I don't care. Look, I know I would get canceled if this comes out in 20 years. I don't give a damn. If you guys make my Captain gay, everybody's getting it, okay? You are not going to do that to Captain Price. We went through hell and back together.
Multiple eras.
You see, it's
like World War II?
More than I can count. You guys are not doing that.
But I bet you there are probably some people on the marketing department, for whatever reason, be like, we should. Yeah, it's like, this is not your audience. Like, I know that, like, say, maybe some of the workers, maybe a lot of the workers are gay, because I know a fair amount of developers are gay a lot of times, or especially for video games. They might be gay or trans, because that's kind of, like, ironically, that's a lot of people in the community are gay or trans. But still, even though there's a lot who are gay or trans, or maybe a lot of influential people who are gay or trans, the majority of your customers aren't. So it's like, you gotta, I don't know, I don't know what they're expecting. Like, are they expecting people to be like, wow, this is so progressive and I like it? Well, you know that most of your, like, most gamers are cringe. Most gamers do not want to see that. They want to see, you know, they're the typical cringe male. They want to see big boobs, big butt, and the super strong Chad man who is, like, holding big guns.
And if I'm being honest with you, I'm tired of, like, whenever it's, like, they introduce a gay character, it's always extra. But I'm even more tired of when they introduce a gay couple. The kisses that they do, like, for the introduction, and they make it a whole cinematic, like, scene.
Wait, what games are you playing? Oh, my gosh. You just revealed something here.
No, it's like, some kisses I played with. This video games I've played before. I can't remember.
No, some video games. Yeah, you can't remember what.
But I'm going to translate it also to, like, TV shows as well. It's like in The Last of Us TV show, for example, the guy, Frank, I think his name was, he was never gay in the video game at all. I think he had, like, a family. Or, like, he was just, like, a loner, but, like, they never mentioned a boyfriend or anything. And if they did, it was very subtle. Nobody really caught on to it. They'll play the game multiple times. But, like, when they showed him in the show, he was still this macho guy, like, loner, you know? And then he found, like, there was, like, a guy that, you know, he finds, blah, 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 blah. He lets him, like, move in with him. They, like, fall in love. And then, like, they start all these passionate kisses and shit. And, like, the scene is awkward because they, like, the music, whatever music they have, they're playing the music very low. So, like, where you're mainly hearing their noises and shit. And I remember watching it with my girlfriend, and she was like, was this in the game? And I was like, no, this was not.
Wait, you mean The Last of Us?
Yeah.
I did hear that they made someone gay now.
So, how are your viewers doing? Ooh, yeah. I'm going to end the podcast. See you guys, friend.